This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Sometimes the most powerful projects come from lived experience and a need that just wasn't being met. Well, Nick is the founder of Get Strapped, and while we're not here talking about business as such, we're here to talk about community identity and creating something affirming from the ground up. Nick joins us now to share how it all began. Nick, welcome to Drive.
Hey, Warren. Thank you.
Let's start with your story. We love hearing stories. What was going on in your life when the idea for Get Strapped first came to you?
I think it was... So many, many years ago, it started off as just an underwear line or an underwear dream, I guess you could say. I identified at the time as a butch dyke who liked to go out packing and feeling affirmed in that way.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't until 5 years ago when I actually began my transition and had my top surgery that I realized that there was nothing for me to wear to the beach. And I love the water. I love the water in all types, pools, beaches, whatever. And there was just nothing that I could find that I could wear to the beach to feel myself and run across the beach topless and still feel like authentic and real.
That's really interesting. I never thought that when you want to be your authentic self and you undergo surgery to be that person, that you potentially have to sometimes give up what you love doing and enjoying life at the same time, which is, that must be a huge cost to pay.
It is, and you know, you're just at that point in your life where everything is starting to fall together and you're finally, you know, in a beautiful position of being yourself and being real, and then you face more obstacles that you never actually thought of before. It can be heartbreaking sometimes, but then, you know, you've got to look at ways that you can find a way to still be able to do those things whilst being your authentic self.
So do you remember the moment you thought, hang on, I can actually do this myself, I don't need to rely on things that aren't there?
I did. I was actually at my previous job talking to one of my teammates on my team who's an amazing young trans man, and we were talking about the beach, and you know, the reasons why he doesn't go to the beach was exactly the same as the reasons I wasn't going to the beach. And then I started talking about my original underwear idea, and I just realized, wow, I can actually turn that original underwear idea into swimwear.
Fantastic. So for someone who's never heard of Get Strapped, what is it? Who's it designed to support?
It's designed to support anybody who likes to pack. So that includes our trans and gender diverse community, and even our lesbian community who love to go out packing, anybody who loves to have a little bit of a bulge in their pants, and you know, to make them feel that's who they are.
We're speaking with Nick, the creator of Get Strapped, a story rooted in lived experience. Nick, how's it feel now that you've created this and you can go to the beach? How's that feel?
Oh my God, I just got goosebumps all over my body just as you said that. The first day that I was able to go to the beach, not just topless, but wearing a pair of my packing board shorts, I just floated in the water, and I think I was just floating there for ages. And you know, getting out of the beach and like coming out of the water up onto the sand and then just laying on my towel, it was like a completely different universe. It was just so amazing.
What have you had similar responses from other members of the community as well?
I've had so many beautiful responses. I did it last summer. I did a lot of events. So I had a stall at a lot of events like Taffy, Parramatta Pride, Fair Day, a few private events as well. And just the conversations that I was having with people when they realised that this swimwear was for them, that it was designed for them. The look in their eyes, like, it brought tears to my eyes every single time. I've had parents bring their children to our stall and buy them underwear, and parents ring up and ask me questions about the underwear for their children. People step out of the pop-up change room that I have with this just look of absolute joy on their face after going in and trying them on. It's just been, it's more than I could ever ask for.
Nick, I think there's something in hearing people's stories, and you know, and whilst you're helping a lot of people in the community, I feel like there's a message there, isn't there, about if anyone in life really who has some sort of roadblock that perhaps stops them from being themselves or even enjoying what they love doing, there's always something you can do. What would you say to those people?
Do it. Like, get together with, you know, other people in your community, get together with your friends, sit down, have a brainstorm, you know, reach out. Like, there's so many amazing community organizations that are here for us, and, you know, we'll listen. And we have so many talented people within our community that can help you draw your designs or help you think outside the box. Like, just take that chance, like, have a go and try and come up with an idea, because, yeah, I mean, hurdles are there to jump.
Love it. Nick, love your story. Thank you so much for joining us and sharing it on Drive.
No, thank you very much for the opportunity. You guys are absolutely amazing, and the support that you give the community is beautiful. So thank you.
Thank you. To learn more, head to Get Strapped website. Don't forget also, check out, there's a giveaway now live on Joy's homepage, joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.